Now we're continuing Sif Beis. We said that to have an extra super duper suda, that one should not do an Erev Shabbos, less the suda mitzvah that happens to fall out then. However, the Shulchan Aruch says for somebody to have a regular meal, regular breakfast, lunch, supper style meal, they have an everyday during the week, that's perfectly fine to have an Erev Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, l'chatchila, to avoid having a regular full-fledged meal from Teisha Shais and on. We'll discuss soon what it means Teisha Shais, but the whole day until Teisha Shais, it's a chatchila gomer to have a full regular meal, like a regular day breakfast, lunch, and supper. And even after Teisha Shais, al pi halacha, one can have a regular meal. And if it's less than a regular meal, then it's a chatchila gomer. However, to have a regular meal after Teisha Shais, there's a mitzvah chatchila to avoid having a full-fledged meal after Teisha Shais and Erev Shabbos. And the reason is that one should be too full going into Shabbos and not be able to have a proper Shabbos suda on Leil Shabbos. So again, until Teisha Shais, l'chatchila, to have a regular meal. After Teisha Shais, less than a regular meal, is l'chatchila. A regular meal is also motor maker adin, but l'chatchila, one should avoid having a regular meal from Teisha Shais and on, going until Shabbos, from Teisha Shais to Shabbos. If someone started the meal before Teisha Shais, they can continue it, l'chatchila after Teisha Shais, without any problem. So what does it mean, Teisha Shais? Teisha Shais is Rigma Shas Manias. In other words, in the spring and the fall, there's 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. So every Shah, Shazmanis, is an hour. However, in the winter, when the day is shorter, so then a halachic hour is less. In the summer, when the day is longer, the halachic hour is longer. So, Teisha Shais is the cheshbon from Chatzais until Shkia. Teisha Shais, 9 hours, is halfway in between. For example, let's say in the summer, Chatzais is 1 o'clock on daylight savings time, and Shkia is 8 o'clock, so Teisha Shais be at 4:30. After 4:30, one should not, l'chatchila at least, one should not begin a full-fledged meal after 4:30 on Friday afternoon. This day should be able to eat properly on Friday night. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it goes the other way. Let's say the winter when the day is shorter. For example, in the winter, let's say Chatzais is 12 o'clock and Shkia is 5 o'clock. So technically, Teisha Shais, halfway in between, is 2:30. Still, there'll be a mitzvah to avoid starting a full-fledged meal before 2:30, if one feels that by starting a full-fledged meal, let's say at 2:15, he will not be hungry when it comes time for the Suda Friday night, then he should try to be machmer on that as well. In other words, mitzad echad, the takana was from Teisha Shais and on this mitzvah, mitzad sheni, one should be practical and not do something on Erev Shabbos that might cause him not to eat proper Suda on Friday night. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, someone has drinks a lot of mashke until he's so full, that's mekalkul, the type is a michael, sounds like it's talking about someone drinking a lot of alcoholic beverages. Then, even before Teisha Shais, he shouldn't do it, because through Shikras, through being drunk, he might mess up his Suda Shabbos, not have a proper Suda Shabbos that night, or not have that at all. So one has to use a judgment on Erev Shabbos, not to eat or drink in a way that will prevent him from having a proper Suda Shabbos on a Friday night. In fact, Shulchan Aruch says in the next Sif, the Derech HaShemai Yisachoshu, people, they fast every Erev Shabbos, in order they should be hungry to eat the Suda Shabbos Friday night. Mishnah Berurah brings in the Bach, among the Rom and others, that we're not talking about a standard person. For a standard person, it's not a good idea, because they'll be so hungry going to the Shabbos, they'll be like sick, they won't be feeling well. And it's not a Te'elis, it's not a covered Shabbos, to go to the Shabbos she'una, when one's not feeling well at all. It's referring to somebody who's an istinus, a very finicky person that eats by day, he's not able to eat the Te'ovah that night. That's a minig toiv, it's a good minig for him to fast an Erev Shabbos, and this way he'll be able to eat the Te'ovah on a Friday night. Unless fasting is mazik, unless fasting makes him sick, then obviously not. But fasting does not make him sick, and he's such an istinus, then it's a good thing for him to, it's a minig toiv, a good minig for him to fast an Erev Shabbos, be ill properly, the Suda Shabbos Friday night with the oven. In Sif Dal, Shulchan Aruch discussed somebody's makabel, a tainus, to fast on Erev Shabbos. So when does the tainus end? Does it end by Tzeis Kechavim, just like the makabel, a tainus, and the other day of the week, the tainus ends by Tzeis Kechavim? Or do we say that once he finishes Meir on Friday night, that's the end of the tainus? Even if it's a little bit early, even if it's before Tzeis, especially so many early Shabbos, even so many late Shabbos, he might finish Meir before Tzeis. So the Shita of the Machaber, and we'll see him in Shem tomorrow, that their moth is differently, but the Shita of the Mechaber is that goes by Tzeis Kechavim. So on the Mechaber, the fast in their Shabbos, whatever is Mat Tzeis Kechavim, usually go with the Tainus, whether it's 50 or some other Zman, that's the Zman he has to go by, only at that point of Friday night may eat, even if he finishes Ma'ariv earlier. However, the Mechaber says that if you specify with his Mechaber the Tainus, that I only want the Tainus to go until the Tzibur finishes Ma'ariv Friday night, so then, since he specified that, then the tainus ends at that point. And Mishnah Berurah says similarly, one can make it fine when the makabel tainus. I only want this tainus to go until after Mechag Gedolah, and by Mechag Gedolah the tainus ends. However, you specify in your Kabbalah. However, somebody who did not make any specifications in their Kabbalah, then the tainus first ends by Tzeis Kechavim Friday night. There's no isser of going to Shabbos from Una when someone's like not feeling well and afflicted, because even though on Shabbos one cannot fast, but Erev Shabbos one is allowed to make a tainus.